So I'm curious what it's been like as a defender going up against some of the newish attacking players, but also some of the guys that have had, you know, a whole season to kind of get into the offensive scheme of what you guys are trying to do as a team.
On our team.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been good. I think we've got a really good mix of veterans and young guys. So just seeing the older guys take that initiative and kind of help guide those young guys in terms of what we want and what we're expecting from each and every one of them has been good. And they've been getting dialed in. They've been getting integrated real well. So I'm excited to see what these next few weeks of preseason look like.
Any guys that you've been impressed with? Like, man, they're like scoring goals or getting past me as a defender.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not by me, but no, I've been impressed. I've been real impressed with Tyrone. I'm not even sure he's a winger, but he was playing winger, and he was great the other day. But they're all talented, and yeah, excited to see who keeps progressing.
And then I believe last week you went as the team's rep to the MLS media day. What was that experience like? Kind of being you're the team's ambassador, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it was really fun. It was a good time. It's always good seeing people around the league. Got a lot of friends who were there, so it was good catching up with them. And then, yeah, just from the media standpoint, I thought it was an incredible trip. We shot a lot of content. I'm excited to see what that looks like. And yeah, I was happy to represent RSL.
Anything in particular that was fun for you to participate in?
Yeah. I really liked we had an Apple tour the day after they shot all the media stuff. And that was a really cool spot.
Of like the campus?
Yeah. So crazy.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror-esque. God. Yeah, yeah.
Justin, you guys are getting ready for your first friendly on Saturday. How do you think the team is looking to approach that game?
Yeah, good. I think we've just been working on a couple things. We've been working on, you know, just the standard things that we want, which is, you know, the shape behind the ball, the spacing in the attack, and stuff like that. So I think really it's just a game to kind of put those points to the test, make sure we're all on the same page, make sure all the new guys are on the same page. And really it's just the first step in going out there and executing what should be the game plan for the rest of the season.
Not to bring up painful memories, but feel any sense of relief that Bale's not there anymore?
Honestly, I'm a little upset he's not there because, yeah, I really wanted to put my shoulder in him. But, yeah, it's unfortunate.
How do you feel like, I know there's a lot of new guys, but how do you feel like you guys are all gelling as a group, you know, well into your second week of preseason?
Yeah, good. I mean, they're making it easy. These guys coming in just because they're all working hard. They're all listening and taking in info. So they're making it really easy. They're integrating themselves really well. So yeah, they've been doing good.
Jay Glad, last question. How's your buddy Herrera doing up in Montreal?
Yeah,
How weird is it not having him here?
Yeah, I think he's doing well. You know, just classic preseason grind. It definitely is weird not having him here. We miss him, but yeah, I know he's gonna be doing his thing in Montreal. Probably rack up a couple assists, couple goals. But yeah, we definitely miss him.
He's taking French lessons?
I don't think so yet, but surely soon. Surely soon.
Is it weird having so many guys back from last year, like for a typical preseason? Like, I think Cordova and Herrera are the only starters that are missing right now.
Yeah.
Other guys have obviously they'll have the opportunity to come in, but that's not typical.
Yeah, no, it's good because I think we're on the right path at the end of last year, and to have that same group of guys. Just makes it easier. Makes it, you know, when everyone's coming in, we're all on the same page. We're all we see the vision, and we, you know, when you have guys who've been here for a couple of years, it takes a while for a coach to get his style of play implemented and all that. And when you have that group who kind of understands what he wants and what he's asking for, it definitely makes it easier.
Cool. Anything else from you guys?
Oh, good. Appreciate it.
Anyone on Zoom? All right, thanks, Justin.
Ethan Kershaw raised his hand.
Oh, go ahead, Ethan.
Do I have to do anything?
I don't know. Do I got to click on him or something?
Oh, where is he?
Oh. Oh. Allowed to talk.
Allowed to talk. There he goes.
Yeah, here we go.
There we go. I can finally talk now. Yep. Sorry, Justin. I have to keep you a little bit longer. Just a couple of quick questions for you, though.
No worries.
Obviously, with Marcelo Silva getting the new contract extension, you talked about kind of working on the form in the back. How much does his game help influence your game in the back?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, me and Marcelo have a really good understanding of each other and how we like to play. And I think we complement each other really well. So it's definitely good having him back there for another couple years. I'm excited to play with him.
Awesome. And then just last question for you. January friendlies for the U.S. Men's National Team roster dropped. There were some new names on it, and there were, I think, quite a few people a little surprised that your name wasn't there. Do you have that as a personal goal of yours to reach U.S. Men's National Team level? And if not, do you have any also like personal goals for RSL this season?
Yeah, I mean, no, the national team is always the goal, you know. Yeah, to be able to represent the U.S. is a huge honor. And that's always, you know, that's the goal. That's the goal every year. And, you know, every year I just, you know, try and take each game at a time and put in a good performance every game. And then if that opportunity comes, you got to take it and roll with it. And then personal goals for the season. I mean, shutouts are always nice, but I want 5 goals, to be honest. That's my personal goal, even though it's not really a defender goal, but I want 5.